I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about powerful ways to cope with a breakup. We need them, Margaret. We need those ways. Everybody's struggling.
We know all of them that we can possibly find, right?
What do you have today? I know you got some good research.
Well, this is a guy named Gary Lewandowski. He's a psychologist, and I have liked many of his articles, so I want to share one today.
Okay.
He starts off by saying, boy, is he right. We don't like endings. We don't like to lose things. That's especially true when what we're losing is central to our lives and helps define who we are as a person. And that's kind of the theme here. When our partner helps define who we are as a person. That's why ending a romantic relationship hurts. In high-quality relationships, we grow close to our partner in ways that make us a better person. Even if the relationship wasn't ideal, your life was enmeshed with the relationship with your ex-partner, making a sense of loss inevitable. In fact, the more your previous relationship was part of who you are as a person, for example, I'm her girlfriend or boyfriend, or we are a couple, the more likely you are to feel that you've lost your own identity when the relationship ends. Okay? So I can no longer define myself in these terms now that we've broken up.
Yeah. And if you've been with that person for a long time.
Sure. It would shake you to the core.
Yeah.
When we experience loss of self like this, it makes us question how well we know ourselves. These reductions in self-concept clarity, I love the term, self-concept clarity, can create confusion about our sense of self and have has been linked to depressive symptoms. New research from Florida Atlantic University has explored the desire to rekindle past relationships.
Okay.
Participants were asked to think about how much they wanted to get back together with their former partner.
Interesting.
And about their attachment anxiety.
Ah.
Yes.
Wonder what they found
out. Good questions. These findings suggest an interesting dynamic that may happen after a breakup. Losing a relationship can be destabilizing, a destabilizing experience that creates self-confusion.
Okay.
Especially for those with greater attachment anxiety. If you feel like your partner helped to make you feel like you, the obvious solution to not feeling like you is to get that person back. Right?
Okay.
So you've not only lost all the pleasure of their company and that sense of being loved and all of that, but your very identity is oftentimes threatened. Okay? But what if getting back together is impossible? What can you do to make things better? How can you get rid of obsessions and ruminations and intrusive thoughts about the other person being with someone else?
Yeah.
Loss of a way of life and sense of oneself in relation to an intimate other. Loss of relationship for some can be tantamount to a loss of self.
Okay. So it sounds like they're really finding that many people have become so maybe connected or
enmeshed, attached, that yes, losing the partner is almost like losing a part of themselves. Okay.
I wonder if it's like when somebody leaves a band.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm sure. Yeah. Can you name a band?
Wasn't there a guy that left the Beatles early on?
Yes. And
can you imagine being him?
Oh, Lord, yeah. And with his bank account that probably didn't match the other Beatles.
Yeah.
Peter Best, I know his name.
You probably remember when he was born.
I do.
Apparently he wasn't best because they kicked him out of the band.
I think he was a drummer. Uh-huh. I think Ringo replaced him. Uh-huh. Now there's a little trivia for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Now
peace and love. Peace and love.
What do you do when, those are trigger words for me. What do you
That's
do?
That's Ringo. That's what he always says. He signs off.
Yep. I remember the Beatles well. In any case, what's the answer for what you do if it's not possible to get back to this person who makes you feel like you? It's an answer you'll never believe. It's work on yourself.
No.
Yes.
Not on this channel.
Yep. First, it is important to be aware. Noticing overdependency and identity entanglement and addressing them actively can make all the difference in the world. It is important to tolerate, sit with, metabolize, or process. Break up confusion and ambiguity to get to the other side. Now, what does all that mean?
What does it mean, Margaret?
It means that if you can begin to notice and realize that you were kind of fused with this other person and that without them you don't feel quite like yourself, that's a big step to take, all right? To get to that point. And how do you do it? You sit with the crazy feelings about not feeling like yourself, about being upset, about being sad. And I used a whole bunch of that. You know, you can sit with it, you can learn to tolerate it, you metabolize it, you process it, you think about it, you feel it, right?
I mean, and that's a lot of the stuff you'll do in the workbooks or in the creative healing course.
I was thinking of that when I was putting this together.
Particularly the course, because there's the story of your life and the art therapy activities and the questions that go along. It's very process oriented in a creative way. Yeah.
So whatever the feeling is, name it, feel it. In other words, if you say, I'm really feeling panicky, say the word, wrap your mind around it, and remember what it feels like. Okay, that's how you process something. Sadness, agitation, feelings like I don't exist. All right? That's kind of like the baby feeling that they fell into a black hole. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not myself anymore. Or you may decide that you fear loss and you fear being alone. Mm-hmm. It's important here to think about the other losses you've had in your life also. Because remember, every loss brings back every other loss. So when you break up with somebody, you may remember your grandmother, your grandfather who passed, your friend who moved away, the teacher who left in the middle of the year, anybody who felt like a loss for you may come up again. All right? Now that sounds like a terrible burden, that not only do you have to grieve your partner, but all these other losses, but it brings growth, and it helps you work through the other losses every time they come up. All right?
Okay.
What we need is self-concept clarity, that cool term. What is that, and how do we get some, you may ask? It is the extent to which self-beliefs are clearly and confidently defined, internally consistent and stable. All right? In other words, you have to have a sense of who you are to get through this, okay? Even without your partner. The questions to ask yourself are, who am I? What am I? What are my beliefs about my ethnicity, my religion, my politics, current events in the world, ethics, relationships, etc. Now, figuring all this out is what we have talked about ad nauseam called individuation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so really what this is saying is the more individuated you are, the more you're in touch with who you are, the easier it is to get through this. Okay?
Yep.
And even if losing your partner makes you question who you are, the more you've worked on it, the better off you'll be. Okay? So there's the specific questions. Who am I? What am I? What are my beliefs about ethnicity, religion, politics? Those are the big ones. All right? And they may or may not match your families. And it's okay if they don't. All right? In other words, we are right back to the individuation process. Here's an example.
Okay.
Say you grew up in an American military family with all the usual beliefs and customs and view of the world. Mm-hmm. What if you decided that you really want to go to Tibet and learn about compassion and practice meditation? Mm-hmm. That would truly be to individuate. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a rather dramatic example, right? My dad was a Marine and I'm going to Tibet to meditate.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You may have to remind yourself that you have a right to all of your own thoughts and judgments, and you are smart enough to make them. Okay? If you came from negative circumstances and received little positive feedback about your abilities, this task becomes even more difficult. For example, it would be great for you to do that, but nah, you'd never be able to follow through. Somebody was sharing with me just the other day that that was the message they got. Oh yeah, great, great. Yeah, let me cheer you on, you do that, but nah, no, you'll never be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Talk about a mixed message. Self-talk can be extremely important here. I am not crazy. I really love this person. We had a great time together. Of course I miss him or her. So all of that stuff is absolutely normal, and don't let your critical inner voice get you into blaming yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's all absolutely normal. Okay?
Good stuff.
All right.
And I think you guys might want to listen to this video again and really think about the things that Margaret is saying, because, you know, figuring out who your identity is after a breakup, yeah, and it shakes you to the core,
sure,
can really help you
absolutely
get through it.
Yeah, and you feel like you have no control. You can't make any decisions. You used to make a decision with someone else. It's not easy.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Let us know if you liked this one and found it helpful. Of course, when you want to get our help personally, you go to my website, AskCraig.net. Sign up for the coaching option that works best for you. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel that I can be helpful to you, please sign up.
Just click on Margaret on the top of the website to do that. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.